Well, it seems it's been a win-win for Australia's big banks today. As we've just heard, the Finance Minister has unveiled his changes to Labor's reforms to the financial planning industry. And on another front, the four pillars policy that has restricted our big banks from merging or taking each other over could be set to crumble. WikiLeaks has revealed the federal government is involved in secret trade negotiations with the United States, Europe, and a host of smaller nations that could swing open the doors on deregulation of the sector. Our business editor, Ian Verinder, talks us through the developments. Ian Verinder, let's talk about the FOFA wind back first. Financial regulation legislation always runs into the thousands, if not the hundreds of thousands of words, but it seems that it's the removal of just three words that's making a world of difference to these laws. What's the significance of three words, any reasonable step in regards to providing financial advice?
Well, you're absolutely right about the complexity of it all, but and it is very difficult to distill it down to three words. But what we're getting to the heart of here is conflict of interest on the one hand, and also what's in the best interests of the client. And, you know, unlike almost every other profession, doctors have to operate under a Hippocratic oath. If you're a lawyer or an accountant and you don't act in your client's best interest, you can be struck off. But if you're a financial planner, until the Labor government introduced these reforms last year, you could basically not tell the client that you were selling them a service, not based on their best interest, but on how much money you were going to make. And there were a string of financial collapses. Storm is probably the most widely known, but there was a whole lot of others like West Point. There were tax operations like Timbercorp, Great Southern. There's an endless list. And a lot of unsophisticated investors put their money into these things, thinking that they were actually getting a great deal because their financial advisor had told them to put their money in, when in fact the financial advisors were pulling around about 10% commission in some cases on these things. So they were tipping clients in because they were going to get the best return for themselves, not for their clients.
Okay, the previous Labor government cracked down on that. Mm-hmm. The coalition government now is changing those changes, and that will mean that those financial advisors won't be obligated to take any reasonable step, as it were, to provide them with reliable financial advice?
Well, no. The government now says they're winding it back just a tiny little bit. But this is such a nefarious area. It's really difficult to try and get your head around the complexity of it all and what these changes will mean. Now, there were seven steps that the previous government put in place when it came to determining what was in the best interest of the client. So there's six quite specific steps. And then the seventh one is an overarching, an overruling kind of step, which a lot of people describe as it's the clause that eliminates any loopholes. Now, that seventh clause is what will be removed. And there's a lot of people now thinking that, well, a financial advisor can merely go through now and tick off the six boxes. And as long as he or she is correct in providing the service according to those six criteria, the seventh one that eliminates the loopholes is not there. And some people are saying, well, you know what? It would have been better off to just keep the seventh one and get rid of the other six.
But that's what's been causing all the red tape that the government wants to remove the burden of. Have financial advisors themselves been pushing for this change?
It's really interesting question that, because there are some financial advisors who've come to the conclusion that it's much better for them to actually be independent and offer a service and be paid for that service. In the past, all financial advisors would simply sell you a product and not charge you anything for the consultation because they were getting the kickback. Now there's a bunch of financial services, financial advisors out there, basically taking a fee for service. And they actually feel quite liberated in this. They're saying that this is a great thing for them.
Ian, while we're talking about the devil in the detail, leaked documents today on free trade negotiations have revealed some other interesting developments.
Yeah, look, it seems that the government has been involved in some quite secret negotiations with governments across Europe, America, and a host of smaller countries in Asia and South America to liberalise financial services. In other words, for our banks to kind of link up. Now, it depends how you read this. Some people are taking a doomsday scenario on all this, but I guess one of the problems that caused the financial crisis was that banks are in increasingly global operations, and the interconnectedness between all of the banks is quite astounding. But whereas we had a global industry, we had regulations that were very local. And I think part of the rationale for these negotiations between the governments is to try and get a sort of an international regulatory regime rather than a whole bunch of conflicting local ones.
But the critics are saying it's tantamount to Australia signing away its ability to regulate the banking sector.
That could happen. I mean, these negotiations are still in a fairly early phase. One of the things, I guess, that most people are concerned about is the elimination of what's known as the four pillars policy. Now, that was a policy that was put into place by Paul Keating to make sure we had proper competition in the Australian banking industry, because they all wanted, you know, launch takeover bids and gobble each other up to the point where you get one or two banks and no competition. And so that four pillars was put in place. There is a concern that that would not fit into this new global regulatory framework. And so, you know, there are serious concerns about competition if this proceeds.
Business editor Ian Verinder there.